So, £249,000 a year for the next head of Queen's University. That's the figure on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph today. It says the pay package for new Vice-Chancellor Professor Patrick Johnson is the highest in Northern Ireland's public sector. It's also £19,000 higher than his predecessor in the Queen's job. So what do you think? £249,000? Too much? Do you not care? Do we need to pay our top people? Top work? Basil McRae, former chair of the Employment and Learning Committee, now the leader of NI21. What do you make of this, Basil?
Well, first sight, it seems an awful lot of money. But you then do have to consider that Queen's is one of the real international players, and you have to compete internationally. If you do not pay the money, then you will not get the person that you need. And it's a really important job. But I do think that you will have to pay to attract the calibre of the person that you want.
John Dallett's with us this morning as well. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think of this?
Stephen, I'm seriously concerned about a number of high-ranking salary earners in Northern Ireland. The Vice-Chancellor you identified is certainly one of them. We have the head of Phoenix Gas earning £700,000 per year. Now, I know he's not there to defend himself, but, you know, fuel poverty is somewhere near 50%. And here we are justifying salaries of this magnitude when I know that lecturers in the university, some of them are on their uppers because their salaries are so poor. I really couldn't justify this, and I don't take this story. You know, if people are ambitious enough to be successful, then they're not going to be baited by cash alone. They will choose the place of work.
So you want to put a cap on them, Mr. Dallett?
Yes, of course.
You do. You want to put a ceiling on them. You want to force them out of Northern Ireland. So if they're really talented, like clearly this man is, he's a world-class leader, you think he should have to go elsewhere in order to make big money?
Most certainly not. But you know, Stephen, what the problem with us here in Northern Ireland is? We totally underestimate the value of our own people. Why do we need to go hunting people from other parts of the world to run our universities? Are you telling me that we haven't got dedicated, skilled people?
Well, we're not hunting them from other places.
People all over the world.
We're not hunting them from other places. Professor Johnson has been one of the most successful people in Queen's University in a long, long time. He's been at the forefront of cancer research.
I don't suggest that Professor Johnson is not. I have the highest regard for him.
Let me just give people the background to this man. At the forefront of cancer research for the last 25 years, his leadership has seen cancer survival rates in Northern Ireland, wait for this, move from the bottom of the UK league table to very close to the top.
That is widely recognised, and indeed we acknowledge that as members of the Public Accounts Committee. The issue we're talking about, or at least I'm told we're talking about this morning, is salaries that go well beyond the £6.13 that many people are earning at the moment.
Can you do that, Basil? Can you always compare the man at the top to the man at the bottom of the salary scale?
If somebody said to you, just the statistic that you'd read out there, that you're going to move from the bottom of the league for cancer to the top, I think people would say that's a really good investment. Paddy Johnson's been fantastic in leading the team that's turned that around, and he will make Queen's an even stronger organisation than he already is. You've got to remember that Queen's is not just an education establishment, it's also a business. And the business is it has to attract research grants, it has to attract world-leading researchers, and you need the very best to go do it. And I'm really sorry about this, but you cannot compare apples with pears. You need somebody at the very top of their game to do it. And actually, when you look at the amount of money that's been paid by these competitors, he's actually at the lower end of it.
John?
So we're very lucky to get him.
The Vice-Chancellor, John Dallett, of the University of Birmingham, is on £400,000 a year.
That's a good salary. If I was offered that, I'm sure I'd probably take it.
Vice-Chancellor Cambridge, £334,000 a year.
Yes.
And so Johnson's getting less, a lot less.
Well, you know, you can. Basil says you can't compare apples with oranges. Really, my concern is, in this little part of the world, the size of Yorkshire, we're paying out horrendous salaries to people when the rest of the people are struggling to survive. That doesn't make an awful lot of sense in a society in which I would hope to live in.
How much would you pay him?
To be honest, I would think it would be unfortunate if somebody couldn't survive on £100,000 a year. I think most of your listeners this morning, if they were getting that sort of money, would be extremely happy, and they certainly wouldn't be bounty hunting.
Well, most of our listeners this morning would be very happy if they were getting 50 grand a year, because of course the average salary is around about 25 grand a year, so anything above that, most of our listeners would be thinking, my goodness, we're doing really well.
But Stephen, most of the people that I know here are earning £250 top line per week. They're struggling then to pay their rent, their heat, their lighting and everything. So, you know, we're talking about two different things. But I am disappointed that we have, thrown cancer research and stuff into the mix. I think it's better if we had this discussion separate and discussed the salaries. Salaries at the top. TransLink chief executive, 200,000. Is that justified? I don't think so.
That's Catherine Mason you're talking about. £198,000.
Well, we're not arguing with the 2,000. I think there's pensions and all sorts of things on top of that, so we'll leave it at that.
David's on the line. Morning to you, David.
Morning. Just want to make a point about the pay salary.
Yeah.
To me, I think it's really, really sad because there's people crying out for jobs left, right and centre. People are trying to pay bills and all, and somebody can walk into somewhere and get £200,000 plus, which in my eyes, whenever that money's coming out of the public purse, taxpayers, like yourself, people on low wages are paying taxes, whenever the money could go towards something like keeping A&E's down in Lagan Valley open, and down Padraic as well. So there should be a cap.
A cap?
Yep.
You see, I guess the danger here, David, with all of this, is for people who have, through their own industry, through, through their own ambition, my goodness, have been able to get to the very, very top of what they're doing, have proved themselves. Nobody's made them successful except themselves. Then why would you not want to pay those people really, really extraordinarily well in order to keep them so that Northern Ireland can be one of the most competitive places, not in the UK, forget about the UK, in the world? Because that's the type of market we're competing in now. Why wouldn't we do that?
Right. I understand your point. Well, if we're going to pay them that X, Y and Z amount, why not tax them a wee bit higher, so that we can get something back in return?
Yeah, Queen's turnover, £300 million a year. They've got 23,000 students, 3,500 staff. They contribute over £700 million annually to the Northern Ireland economy. John's on the line. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I know we're a victim of market forces with regarding salaries. These are targets that have been set up by industry, and if we want the best, unfortunately we have to pay this ridiculous money. I do think it's too much. One of the things that does bug me though is that these people only have to work a short period of time for to get a full pension, and we're talking maybe £1,000 a week plus, whereas possibly you and I have to work 40 years for to get a full pension, and that sticks with me. You know, it's ridiculous, you know. And they're, again, they're the people that sitting on the boards of the directors, negotiating with trade unions and who have you, with regards to company pensions for their employees.
Basil McCrett's a £19,000 hike from what his predecessor was on. That's one hell of a jump.
It's a modest jump. Let's be clear about this. Let's
19 grand is not modest.
David, let me just take on what the last two people have said. Look, listen to this. Think about this. This is a man who has led a team who has taken Northern Ireland from the bottom of the cancer survival lists to the very top. Think about the number of people and the lives that he saved. People keep saying, can you put a price on a life? This man has actually delivered. And when you get to Queen's is not just some sort of academic ivory tower. It's a big business that powers Northern Ireland, that leads academic research, that competes in the world. It brings jobs. It gives people a livelihood. It's actually a great thing that we've got a great person leading it. And for my money, I'd actually like to see the very best person doing it. And in the international comparison that you got out there, this is a modest sum. Now, what you want is somebody that can do the job that makes Queen's great, because Northern Ireland depends upon Queen's and the University of Ulster doing really well.
If you took this your theory to its complete logical end, though, Basil, you know, we would be paying millions of pounds. You know, there has to be a ceiling somewhere, and this is taxpayers' money.
Well, actually, Stephen, and I know normally it's Gregory Campbell comes into you in this, there are other people that talk about how much should we spend for entertainers. How much does it compare against an international footballer that people come along and say, what's their contribution to society? Now, what Paddy Johnson has done, has a track record on, is he has actually taken Northern Ireland's cancer performance. He saved a lot of lives. He's now going to go and do really good work for Queen's University. He's going to enhance our research reputation, as he's already done with the School of Medicine and Cancer. He's going to get us more jobs. He's going to get us more research. He's going to power our economy in the knowledge thing. It's great that we've got somebody. And frankly, I want to see the very best person leading us, because the knock-on effect is so large that £250,000 or £19,000 raise that you talk about is minuscule in comparison to the benefit that the public purse is going to get.
Stephen, do you think that maybe we should throw in your salary into this?
No, I don't.
Why not?
No, I don't.
Public sector pay?
Nothing to do with me this
morning.
Would you like
to say, you should maybe disclose it like this man's has been as well? Or you could reference where it is in terms of the 250k. Is it below? Is it over?
Oh, right. So here we have. So let me just get this straight this morning. Here we have two politicians.
Yes.
They haven't brought up my salary, and one of my own team has.
We're just intrigued. We would like to know what
you're
paid.
Intrigued.
Yes, and I think a lot of people would like to know the answer.
Were you in a wee camp bed or something last night with Gregory Campbell?
No.
Here's Norman. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning, Stephen.
Yes, Norman.
Stephen, it's immoral. It's greed at the top. These people, it just seems to be a free-for-all, so it does. Whoever's ahead's better. We have people stunned at food banks. We have people on the minimum wage can't afford to pay their bills. People losing their homes. Pensioners struggling with heating their homes. And then we have these welfare cuts coming in. But when it comes to the people at the top, money is no problem. Doctors in England, £3,000 a shift. And there's this man, £250,000 for doing his job. Surely we can get somebody from Northern Ireland who could do this job on less wages.
Well, I don't think there's anybody advocating communism in Northern Ireland, where absolutely everybody would be earning the same.
No, I'm not saying that, Stephen, but 50,000-60,000 is ample for anyone to live on. £1,000 a week. If this man can't live on £1,000 a week, well, then there's something wrong.
But Norman, here's the reality. If you want to compete internationally, if you want to compete across the world, and you want to cap your top salaries at 50, 60 grand, you might as well turn the lights out in Northern Ireland.
No, Stephen. In China...
You mean no, Stephen? Yes.
No.
Look at what some of these top boys are earning. And remember that some of our... We talked about this a few weeks ago on this very programme about people from Northern Ireland, and, you know, I was... You heard me. I passionately believe that this is an incredible country we're living in. But we don't want our very best people going elsewhere. We don't want them.
What about the people at the bottom, Stephen, who are struggling with all their bills and all? But when it comes to money at the top, there's no problem. Even Cameron said it, money's no problem. But here we are, facing all these austerity measures and people struggling. Kids going to school with empty lunchboxes. And while these people at the top are lining their pockets, bankers... This man, $250,000, plus what bonuses are you going to get along with it? It's obscene and immoral. We're supposed to help the poor, not take away from them, and that's what this country's doing, taking away from the poor to give to the rich.
I hear you. And of course, there's a validity in your argument. You're entitled to it. But is there not a politics of envy in Northern Ireland that actually people aren't allowed to be too successful? You know, don't become too powerful, don't become too rich, don't become too well known, you know, don't have too many companies. If you're a bank, don't make too much profit.
But here we have the RBS paying 20,000 people out of their jobs, and yet they're still giving bonuses to the top people. And that's what's obscene about it all. And we have Wayne Rooney on £300,000 a week. You couldn't even spend it in a year. So you couldn't. It's obscene and immoral.
John Dallett?
Yes, I'm still here. Hello?
What do you think?
I think your listeners are articulating what I believe is true. There's a real world out there, and then there's the one where the fittest survive. Certainly health has been mentioned, and I know that our hospital trusts are having to pay over the top to get people to work in particular hospitals because it's away from the centre of population. But we could discuss this all day. Look, the reality is there's many, many people listening to this programme this morning who could be earning a lot more money but are in a vocation because they want to be in it. If people are going to be motivated just by money, then I'm sorry, many of the ideals that you talked about are missed.
Here's Paul on the line. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. How's things?
Go ahead, Paul.
I think, you know something, if that guy, he goes into the private, he'll probably earn twice that, three times that. You know, if he went to America, we'd be talking millions, we wouldn't be talking hundreds of thousands of pounds. And it's just, I think, it's typical Northern Ireland. You pay peanuts, you'll get monkeys. And this is, if you can get the job done for £100, we'll only pay £50 and it'll do rightly.
So what are you saying? You support this guy?
I think, you know, so if the man's at the top of his game, he should be rewarded financially for what he's done. The man's worked hard. As you say, he's a proven track record. He's the best of the best. If you want the best of the best, you have to pay. And that's just the end of it. And, you know, people are going on about austerity measures. Well, look at all those idiots sitting, wasting millions of pounds standing on street corners. The money's been tied up in this country. And they're turning around £26 million for flag protests. And, you know, if you want to save money, go back, stop off the streets, get on your back, off your backside, get some work done. Stop standing around driving this country to a halt.
There's a problem with your theory, though. You're suggesting that people that aren't on big money somehow don't work as hard as those at the very top.
You
take our doctors, our nurses, our road cleaners, our people, administrators in the public sector. There are lots of people who work pretty hard. And they've no chance. This is funny money. This is mad money. They'll never earn in their lifetime what some of these people earn in a year. Doesn't mean they work any less.
I know that. I'm not saying that. I work as a mechanic for a living, and I'm not even the head man. I'm a very low wage. I work hard. I earn every penny I make. But what I'm trying to say is yes, you have the men at the top of the business, and this is the world we're in. You know, the top tier get paid big money. If Queen's University in Northern Ireland wants to work on a world level, you're going to have to attract these people because he'll just go to the private sector or he'll go to America, he'll go somewhere else and Northern Ireland will lose out.
I think Norman wants to speak to you. Go on, Norman.
I listened to that fellow there saying Northern Ireland will lose out. There are thousands unemployed and if we can't get them on, that's on the unemployment rank.
Wise up, Norman. You can't go on to somebody that's on the unemployment register and say, here, come on, do you want to run one of our leading universities? Get real. Come on.
There's financiers and bankers who have been made redundant. There's unemployment levels all over this world. And you ask yourself, why are people in the Ukraine, Venezuela, all taken to the streets? Because of the greed and corruption at the top.
Here's John next. That's morning, John.
They're struggling.
Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
Go ahead, John.
Stephen, I just wanted to ring in there. I actually didn't think that I'd get through to say this to you. But you're talking about salaries this morning.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes people are worth the money. And I think this guy's worth the money. He's making an absolute brilliant contribution to cancer treatment in the north of Ireland. But Stephen, let's talk as well about your salary.
Here we go.
You're paid by the public's purse. I'm not here to get at you. I think you're worth every penny of it, right? Because I think you're one of the best broadcasters in the north of Ireland. Absolutely do. I think you get the questions that need to be asked. You get the answers to them.
There's a buck coming.
But there is a buck coming. You're sitting with over £1 million in your account from Stephen Broadcasting Limited. So you are. You know, £1 million, and the man on the street, you're also been paid £5,000 a show for Stephen Nolan Live. Now, do you think you're worth it? Because I think you are one of the best broadcasters, but, you know, sometimes you have to pay the money to the people who do the best job.
Well, let me just deal with that, right? So, firstly, you rang up this programme, okay? The team knew some of what you were going to say and you're on the show. So just remind people that's the type of show this
is. Absolutely, Stephen.
All right?
Absolutely.
Secondly,
absolutely.
Let's get to the subject and let me try to address your question in the way I would like to. Here's the score, okay? I grew up in Westway Gardens, not too far away from the Ballygamartin Road, which is about a mile above the Woodville Road, which isn't too far away from the Shankill Road, okay? My mum and dad had absolutely no money. No money. Fought really, really hard to, you know, actually put me through school.
Yes.
And I'm eternally grateful to them for that, okay? I'm a guy who came from a working class area, and wait for this, and if anybody wants to hit me over the head with this, that's fine. I want to earn as much money as I can. I want to work incredibly hard. This organisation, the BBC, refused to even respond to me, right? For many, many years when I tried to get into the BBC. That's what happened. And I fought and I fought and I fought to get in here. So what am I saying to you? Yeah. See if I can make 10 million over the next 10 years, I'll do it.
Absolutely.
I'm not embarrassed to try to be. I don't see myself as successful, by the way. I see myself as pretty hardworking. And if I can be even more, call it what you will, I don't want to use the word success. If I can push myself, drive myself any harder, yes, I will. So am I embarrassed about what I'm earning? No. And you see the BBC, if they could screw any money out of me, they would. Let me tell you, they are very hard negotiators.
Just let me come in, Stephen, because I absolutely agree with everything that you said there. And what I've said, and what the point I was trying to make, is that you have to pay money for the best people. You have to pay the big bucks, because you could go to England and you could earn 5 million if you wanted to. Am I right? You could go to England and you could earn 5-10 times of what you're earning here in the north. But you choose to stay here. And we're very glad that you choose to stay here, because we enjoy you. That's why you're the biggest show in the country. You're the biggest show in the country because people enjoy Stephen Nolan.
I'm actually not sure if you're ringing me up this morning to hit me over the head or hug me.
No, all I wanted to do is put the facts out there, and I used you as an example. If it had been anybody else, I'd have used them as an example. What I'm saying is that sometimes that you have to pay big money to get the people who are the best at doing that particular job. This guy is obviously the best at doing that job. That's why you're paying the money for him. You're one of the best broadcasters in the north of Ireland.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I mean this when I said you cannot compare me to this guy Paddy Johnson. I know you're not, but let me just finish the sentence because I want to say it.
Yes.
What this guy Paddy, you know, I talk for a living, right? What this guy Paddy Johnson has done, he saves lives and has saved many lives. And some of the research that he's been responsible for, you know, what we have in Northern Ireland in this man, Professor Johnson, I'm telling you now, is one of the most respected people in his field. He is world class. Now, that's what we have. It's not for me to say this morning what he should or shouldn't be earning, and that's the debate today. I won't take a position on it. But I'll tell you now, for someone that has had the impact on cancer survival rates that he has,
absolutely,
he is at the very top of his game.
100%. And he is, and he deserves every penny. And you know, the book, as you said, we were at the bottom of those tables. And I know, because I've had family members who have suffered as a result of cancer, and I think the majority of people, probably everybody, if they weren't personally affected, they know somebody who was affected. But this guy, you know, I don't think £1 million would be enough to pay him, you know, because he is an expert in his field. He is creating a difference, and that's what it's about. But, you know, stop complaining about paying a guy $250,000. If he wanted to go to America, he could probably, you know, hit 10 times that, you know. But let's stop complaining about where the money's going. The money has been well spent on one of the best people to do the job.
Stephen, or John, what do you think Stephen's worth? If you were going to put a figure on it, what would you put it at?
Well, based on those, sorry, are based on those.
Would you stop bringing this round to me?
No, well, I think it's important. You are a public figure. You're paid by the public purse.
We would like
to know what you get paid.
All right, so the team's now going to play Money, Money, Money in the background.
Yes, crank that up a bit. Crank it up. Are you going to tell us, Stephen? Give us a ballpark figure.
I don't think you really need to say anything, John.
John, what do you think he's worth, John?
I've clearly been attacked by my own team.
What do you think he's worth, John? Give us a figure.
Hold on. Based on the there's £1 million in cash, there's also another million in assets, I'd say he's worth a good $2-3 million.
No, no. I mean, what do you think he should get paid, John?
Well, no, I think he's worth every penny of it.
Oh, do you?
There you go.
Well, get that man off.
Vincent?
No, yes?
Stuff you.
No argument. He asks our politicians what the hell. He gives them a hard time. He asks the questions that need to be asked. He gets the answers that, you know, that they don't really want to give. And he campaigns on behalf of the people's stories. He's a man of the people. He came from a working class background.
I like this man.
We're clearly giving you money, John.
Yes, I like this man. Gregory Campbell will be choking on his breakfast this morning.
Well, you never listen, for I have a few problems with Gregory's.
Gregory, look at the time. Sorry. 9:30, Gregory will be out walking his wee shih tzu dog.
We need Princess out of this.
Right, thank you.
Even have to go.
Thank you very much indeed.